heard someone was in the hospital, you might say, well, he was looking fine yesterday. When was he?
When in the hospital.
Or when he, what, sick?
When did he get sick or something like that?
And say a person got overheated and chilled and his eyes and nose started running. You'd say that he
had a cold.
Or he, what, a cold?
Well, if his eyes were running, you'd say he could have the flu.
Would you say he caught a cold or took a cold? Or?
I'd say he caught a cold.
Okay. And if it affected his voice, you'd say that he's...
had a sore throat.
Or he sounded kind of...
his throat. And he sounded like he had a sore throat.
But it kind of talks funny, so if you say... you might say that he was a little bit...
Horse.
And if you go like that, you say you have a...
cough.
And, say if you give someone some medicine, you might go in there and say, why haven't you...
taken your medicine?
And the person might say, I already...
already have?
Or, an hour ago, what?
Taken it. Taken it.
Okay. And somebody who can't hear anything at all, you'd say that he's...
deaf.
Say if a man had been out working in the sun and he takes off his shirt and it's all wet, he'd say, look how much I...
sweated.
And a little sore that comes to a head is called a...
pimple.
Or any other names?
Rhizome.
Or another name for that?
I've always heard it called a sore or a rising or a pimple. I guess it could be called something else.
Would you call it a boil?
Yes, you could call it a boil.
Is that the same thing?
Well, a boil is a little larger than the pimple.
Mm-hmm.
And the boil is kind of getting on a boil is larger than a pimple.
Mm-hmm.
And the and it's larger than a sore.
Mm-hmm.
So I just, you said a little something. That's why I didn't say boil.
Mm-hmm. And the stuff that drains out of the boil is called?
A core.
Or that liquid that comes out.
That's pus.
Okay. And when you open a blister, the liquid that comes out of it?
Is water.
And you say, a bee stung me in my hand, is what?
Bee stung you in your hand?
And my hand?
Swelled up.
And you say, it's still pretty badly?
It's swollen.
And if you get shot or stabbed, you'd have to go to the doctor to look at the...
at the wound.
And, you know, sometimes a wound doesn't heal back right, and it's got to be cut out or burned out.
It's got to be, if it's a bullet wound, it's got to be cut out.
Mm-hmm.
If it's a knife, it's got to be burned out. And sometimes a bullet wound's got to be burnt, too, where they get it out.
Mm-hmm. But, you know, sometimes it gets that white stuff around the edge. Have you ever heard it called some kind of flesh?
Yes, I've heard it and I've seen it. But dead flesh, I mean, some kind of flesh.
Proud
flesh?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I've heard it called that.
What's that again?
Proud flesh.
Okay. And, say if you have a little cut on your finger, brown medicine you might put on it would be
iodine.
And the